From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Welcome, everybody, to this Whiskey Quickie, and today we are taking a look at the Old Forester Birthday Bourbon, the 2021 release.
Happy birthday. Yay.
George Garvin Brown, happy birthday. This is, I wrote it down on here. I think it was in a press release, but I actually forget. It's like 100 and something years now.
Wow.
But anyway, this is the 2020 release. It is a 12-year-old barrels that were presented. And it says on here from the press release, 104 proof. However, it's kind of weird because our sample actually says 98 proof on it. Not too sure why. But this year's batch is comprised of 119 barrels filled on April 16th of 2009 and that were matured in Warehouse G. These will be available starting September 2nd for $130.
I love Warehouse G. That's where all the magic happens.
The best warehouse.
Actually, I have no idea where it is.
Me neither. But I do know that these bottles that do come out are probably, they're kind of the worst. Like if you can see up here, like they just take up so much room on the shelf. Like you can't stack them. It's just only like,
but they look pretty.
They are. They're funky. They're different, but
everybody loves them.
I know. All right. So let's put a minute on the clock. Let's go. On the nose.
Ooh, Kenny's favorite note.
Yeah, there's some sweet oak. I almost get kind of like a banana pudding.
Yeah, there's some strong banana note, as with I usually always get in these Brown-Forman mash bills, but there's kind of like a floral note there too, like a rose petal or some kind of lavender.
That.
I don't know, something florally. It smells like a candle shop or something.
Ooh.
I take you to the candle shop.
Is that how it goes?
No.
All right, on to the taste. We're gonna have 50 Cent Suisse over to that one. Ooh.
Yeah.
It's very delicate.
It is. So you get that sweet oak on the front, a little bit of chocolate, some of that bright fruit, a little banana. And then again, those like more of that rose petal kind of, it's almost like an elderflower syrup or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You ever had like
elderberry kind of.
Whatever, elderberry thing.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely get a lot of those good floral and kind of softer notes to it. It's not a punch in the mouth, not super spicy.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. It kind of reminds me of a little bit of Destiny.
A little bit of baking spices on the end, but not too overpowering.
Yeah. All right, so let's go ahead. Let's rate it. So on the nose, where are you at?
Thumbs up. Really like it.
And the taste?
Thumbs up. I really enjoyed it.
And the finish?
I'm going sideways to thumbs up. Sideways, probably.
I'm almost thumbs down a little bit. I just thought it really lacked. It was just very mild showing on a finish.
Yeah, the front and mid palate were so great that it carried on to the back, but it did kind of fall flat towards the end. But
then again, like a Dusty, it's not like Dusties have crazy long finishes either.
Yeah.
It kind of just falls in that same category.
Totally.
All right, well, that's it. Cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.